From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the 20th century Spanish composer Carlos Cyrenaic. We'll hear his Concerto for Piano and Orchestra, composed in 1973. In three movements, Allegro, Larghetto, and Vivace con Fuoco, respectively. Alicia de la Rocha is the featured soloist with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Rafael Frubech de Burgos.
Thank you. Thank you.
music of Spanish composer Carlos Cyrignac, who was also a conductor during his lifetime. We heard his Concerto for Piano and Orchestra from 1973 in three movements, Allegro, Larghetto, and Vivace con Fuoco, respectively, as performed by another Spaniard, Alicia de la Rocha, on piano. Alicia de la Rocha, hailed as one of the 20th century's great classical pianists, accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Rafael Frubeck de Burgos conducting, from a Decca LP from 1978, Concertos from Spain. In addition to the Cyrignac Concerto that we just listened to, this record also contains the Concerto Breve for Piano and Orchestra of Xavier Monsalvatge. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, as well as streaming audio of full-length programs. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, please look for Classics and Beyond, program number 1814. Music of Johann Sebastian Bach to conclude the hour. And we'll listen to the sixth of his English suites, BWV 811. It was believed originally that these works dated from 1718 to 1720, but recent research suggests that these compositions may date as far back as 1715. There is no direct connection to England, despite these works being known collectively as the English suites. It is believed that these were composed as a nod to the French composer Charles Dupart. At the time, Monsieur Dupart's music was particularly famous in England. These suites bear many of the hallmarks of French dance music of this period, and similar techniques would be used by Bach for his French suites, which immediately followed the completion of the English suites. This music also heavily inspired by music composed for and performed on the lute, which is interesting because these pieces were composed for harpsichord. There are six pieces in this sixth English suite, and they are Prelude, Allemande, Courante, Sarabande avec Doublé, Gavotte 1 and 2, and Gigue, respectively. The work is performed here by French harpsichordist Eugène Dreyfus. Thank you. The sixth and final English suite of Johann Sebastian Bach, BWV 811. Part of the collection of six English suites, numbered BWV 806 through 811, and part of an even larger collection, the 19 keyboard suites, the others being the French suites, BWV 812 through 817, the six partitas, BWV 825 through 830, and the overture in the French style, BWV 831, respectively. Probably composed around 1715 by J.S. Bach. Six pieces making up this suite: Prélude, Allemande, Courante, Sarabande avec doublé, Gavotte 1 and 2, and Gigue, respectively. Performed here by French harpsichordist Eugette Dreyfus. In 1972, she recorded all six Bach English suites for the Soviet Archive label, and that label issued them as three separate LPs in 1974, each LP containing two suites. We heard from the final LP containing suites 5 and 6. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to send your questions, comments, and suggestions for future programs. And once again, the blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. From there, you can view full program playlists and stream full-length episodes of Classics and Beyond and other offerings from Quality Radio Productions and yours truly. Again, thank you for joining me. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.